Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for The Higher Dimension. And welcome to our show on BBS Radio tonight. And remember that you can call in if you want to. It's a live show with Carol May of the Lotus Grid. And she is also known as the Voice of Love. Am I right?
Well, yes, lots of different names, I guess. A lot of people call me the Angel Lady, but the Angel Metatron recently gave me the name Sacred Voice.
Sacred Voice of Light.
For the light, that's right.
Sacred Voice of the Light. Oh, that's wonderful. At any rate, welcome to our show.
Thank you, thank you. This is so delightful.
Yes. Well, at any rate, I don't know very much about what you have, but a listener suggested that we contacted you, so I did. And you're in Florida, right?
That's true. Right now I happen to live in Florida. You know, when people go to my website, one of the things they'll find out is that I've lived all over the place. And now I can really feel the reason for it. You know, sometimes we don't know the reasons for things until a lot of time has gone by. But it's as if it makes the whole world feel really small when you know other beings of light and you have soul friends that you're connected to. And you can feel that connection with people all over the world, you know, in other little towns and whatever. So that part feels really great to me.
I'm so glad. What I wanted you to do is tell people a little bit about yourself, how you came to be known as a Sacred Voice of Light. And for those who don't know, Metatron is an archangel.
Yes, he's actually considered to be the head of the archangels. And my experience with Metatron over the years, well, I'll sort of start a little at the beginning. I was born with a gift to talk to people's soul and to be able to talk to the angels and quote-unquote move between the dimensions. It's as normal to me to talk to the angels in the other dimensions as it would be for you and I to talk here in this third dimension. And that's just been the truth for me my whole life. And when I was in my late 20s, I ran into a group of metaphysical people that came from California out to Birmingham, Alabama to form the Church of the Living Light. And for the first time in my life, I felt as if I had met people who were truly alive, as if their energy field, it was the first time that I, you know, saw the energy field. And but I had been talking to angels all my life, as I said. But it was actually after that, after I had a visit from Archangel Michael in 1983, that really began my true work. He asked me to do this work for a little while, you know, and now that's been almost 25 years ago. So you can tell how the angels look at time a little differently, you know, than we do. And mainly I worked with the archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel most of the time that I've been doing soul attunement readings with people all this time and teaching. I do a lot of teaching about the angels and just teaching about information from the other dimensions. And so a few years ago, when we really knew that some changes needed to happen for the Earth and that they needed to happen really quickly, the angel called Metatron began to talk to me about doing work with the 10th, 11th, and 12th dimensional energies, with the DNA. We began helping people shift their conscious awareness at the level of DNA. And because of that, I believe Metatron woke me in a dream last February and asked me if I would tell the world about the Lotus Grid. And he kept calling me the Sacred Voice for the Light. And finally, you know, I finally went, okay, I don't have a clue what that means. So what does that mean and why are you calling me that, you know? And he said that part of what's going on right now, that as this Lotus Grid is literally, it's in the shape, or, you know, we learn things by vision, what we see. And so the idea of a lotus flower unfolding all its little petals, that's sort of the idea of this particular planetary chakra that we've all carried as a tight little bud inside of ourselves. since before we were born. And now, over this time frame, from 06 to 11-11-11, these lotus flowers are unfolding.
Uh-huh.
So that the energy of pure love, pure creativity, you know, pure destiny designations can really come forward. So when Metatron started talking about sacred voice to the light, sacred voice for the light, he said that this is considered my destiny designation for the next 25 years, that we're all moving into what we would call like our authentic, our self that we were actually, quote-unquote, born to be before we came in and became imprinted by school or churches or business or family and traditions and all the stuff that's already on the planet that imprints us so much and sometimes goes against, you know, the vibration of pure truth that we all want to bring in. Everybody has what would be considered a destiny designation.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like that this is a matter, you know, of each person coming into a pure self-love, not an egoic self-love at all,
right. But
that pure self-love where there's such excitement about being alive, an excitement about, you know, or a passion for, mm-hmm. you know, whatever your truth is that you mm-hmm. have to offer to the world. And so it's almost as if it has an innocence to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started asking, well, okay, so what does sacred voice for the light mean? Does that mean I should make more CDs or I have to talk a lot, you know, mm-hmm. about the angels? And he said to me that in the 22nd dimension, which is where a lot of this information is coming from, that your voice is actually your expression of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've come to understand is that every time I say hello or complain or talk mm-hmm. in any way, every time that I share from my soul, every time that I breathe with consciousness from my soul,
mm-hmm.
I am participating in being the sacred voice for the light.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I know that was a long answer, but I tend to use this voice every chance I get, see?
Uh-huh. I hear.
And I'm sure, if I haven't said already, the website, which literally our darling angel Metatron channeled, you know, brought forward so much of this information within a week or two's time. We had the website set up last summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's called www.lotusgrid.com.
Okay.
LOTUSGRID.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on that website, it gives people information about how those Lotus Grid information came in. And you can tell by all the incredible things that are going on
yes.
on 777.
Okay.
Already, you know, how much attunement there is. So many of us are hearing similar messages,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, maybe from a slightly different petal of our Lotus Grid, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of the 777, that's one of those dates for attunement, you say.
Absolutely. Well, the way it was explained to me,
mm-hmm.
in truth, our Lotus Grids are continuously opening all the time. But Metatron said that it's really important for humans to mark our progress.
Okay.
You know, when you're in school, you mark your progress by going from one grade to another, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always have opportunities set up to help us mark our spiritual progress or
mm-hmm.
our evolutionary progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he said that he was asking that we do celebrations. We started on September 24th of 06, and then he asked for celebrations worldwide in the consciousness of the planet, 777-888-999-10-10-10-11-11-11. So that's one of the things that brought me, anyway, to
mm-hmm.
knowing about the energetic of 777.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at things numerologically, let's say, this is what I can say the angels have told me, anyway, that the 7 energy is really about mastering and feeling peaceful in human form. It's really about the third dimension And so the universal energy of the seven is like giving us, pouring down this wonderful energy to help our divine essence feel more at home in the physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we are, these divine souls that are used to living in a light body, and then we come and get down in these physical bodies, and sometimes,
mm-hmm.
well, often, always,
okay.
you know, there's a kind of a difference between who we know we are and,
mm-hmm.
and who we seem to be or appear to be in the
okay.
physical realm. So just noticing the there's vibratory patterns every single day that come to us vibrationally. And that vibration of the seven is really, it's like help. It's just like generic, yummy, divine, planetary help coming in
mm-hmm.
to feel more comfortable as a human,
mm-hmm.
to feel that we have more authority here, that we can, you know, have magic happen and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So think about a triple-digit number, 777. That the power of that just energetically, it's not just about the mastery, but like overflowing with more and more understanding about how to be a spiritual human, you know, how to really enjoy our essence while we're on this gorgeous planet and in this third dimensional vibration. Most of us who have been working on our consciousness for a while are literally operating, you know, out of the higher self or out of anywhere from fifth dimensional energy all the way up to 11th or 12th. And so it can be very frustrating to have to deal with energy that's still stuck, you know, like gravity, at the third dimensional level, like feeling like you run into a brick wall over and over and over, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that's sometimes what the third dimensional energy will feel like, is
mm-hmm.
like a brick wall. Is this ever going to change, you know?
Right, and is it?
Well, from what I can tell, I mean, I admit, I love that question, and I'll tell you why. When I first started doing soul attunement, that 1983, Archangel Michael asked me, he said, you know, people don't even yet know there's a difference. Most people don't know there's a difference between their higher self and their personality. And so will you please help us give people that sense, attune their personality to their actual soul or higher self? Well, I have to tell you, when I first started in 83, it would take over half the session just to raise the energy or vibration enough to even introduce soul energy, you know? And now here we are 20-something years later, and it's extraordinary the amount of consciousness that has come in, the amount of awareness, the how exciting it is to everyone to
mm-hmm.
literally assist in changing the consciousness of this great planet. We all are always going to be at the effect of mass consciousness because we live in a body and that's what's here.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems as if it's very important for us to just get it, what we need to accept. And the more acceptance that we have, the more we can just love
mm-hmm.
that repetitive nature of this planet and that addictive nature of this planet. Everything's kind of cyclical here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you feel in attunement with it and just go, isn't that something? That's just how it is here. That's what helps us have continuation. It's all about continuity. And then you can go in and through your love, you can actually use the energy that's already here
mm-hmm.
to make changes. Because think about it. If somebody says to you, oh my gosh, you know, this is awful, I need you to change this, you're likely to dig in and not even be remotely willing to change it. But the minute someone attunes with you and honors you and respects you and loves you, you might change, you know, heaven and earth for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Their mm-hmm. willingness to change actually is so connected to having honor and respect for whatever already is present here.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is one of the hardest lessons because I would much rather, and most of us probably would much rather say this is good and this is bad and judge things and whatever. and just try to make the bad stuff go away. But apparently, energetically anyway, according to the beings that I've talked to, that doesn't work very well. It just works so much better when there's acceptance. And then from that acceptance, mm-hmm. you know, bringing the love forward or saying, well, hey, since you do all that judgment stuff so well, little mm-hmm. mental body, how about coming over here and doing this other thing for me?
Okay.
And leave the judgment alone, you know.
Uh-huh.
As if we're literally training the things that we have judged, but we're training them with love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's the truth that everything is God, you know, that there's...
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Inside everything. That's the seed that's in everything. So everything deserves that honor and respect. And then from that... Gosh, when something is honored and respected, it gives you its gift, and it will shift into its next stage or next step
mm-hmm.
a lot more easily.
Okay. So this coming Saturday, there will be, you suggest people pray and meditate and so forth?
Absolutely. I literally suggest that they go to the website because there are suggestions, there are affirmations,
mm-hmm.
There's so much information to read, there's CDs that they can order to help and support them, that
mm-hmm.
some channel, some that have to do with the angels, some mm-hmm. straight from Metatron, and the website will be updated in a day or two, or people can actually call me if they want to order, you know, mm-hmm. the CDs. I can't really get anything to anybody, you know, in time for that, for the meditation. But as I said, if you want to know the truth, as long as we say yes, you know, this is a free will planet. So obviously, even something we agreed to do with Metatron before we were born, we still need to each individually say yes. I want my lotus grid opening. You bet.
Yes.
I am willing to acknowledge that the pure love energy is opening on this planet. And by golly, this is our birthright, and we're claiming it right now.
Fabulous.
So there's not a whole lot of attachment to mm-hmm. how people do their celebrations on Saturday. You could take your friends bowling. You can go to the beach. You
just as long as your focus and intent is there.
That's right, that intention and just holding the conscious awareness, mm-hmm. yes, this is occurring. See, one of the things that Metatron talks a lot about is, you know, in the past, whenever people would come to the planet, and they would be extraordinary, or they would carry a really different energy, whether you're talking about the Buddha or the Christ or Thomas More, you know,
uh-huh.
Martin Luther King Jr., somebody ends up murdering them because they've brought an energy that is not well known. People are scared to death of it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And one of the things that that we're trying with this grand, grand experiment between the humans and the beings on the other side is for so many thousands of us to unfold this pure love at one time
mm-hmm.
and to actually take a planetary and a personal initiation or shift in consciousness
mm-hmm.
without bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
This
that
is
would
actually,
be fantastic.
Yeah, and it's the first time in the history of the planet that this has even come forward to do. This kind of cooperation between the dimensions between the humans, you know, at such a huge level. This is so exciting, actually, you know. And the beings just, they go on and on all the time about congratulations and thank you and, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like to make a change,
mm-hmm.
a huge transformative change through celebration, through love, rather than war or battle or bloodshed,
mm-hmm.
you know. In the past, whenever people would take a planetary initiation at the heart level, they usually would end up leaving the planet with a heart attack.
Huh.
So over the last 10 or 20 years, there has been such a shift in conscious awareness that we can take personal and planetary initiations as part of our own evolutionary path.
Uh-huh.
And not have to die from it anymore. We get to live. We get to stay here. And whatever we're learning, we get to share that with
mm-hmm.
other people now without having to worry so much about you know, getting burned at the stake anymore.
Oh, yeah, well, that's never been a pleasant sensation.
Right. I know a lot of people go, boy, I have some really hot memories from other lifetimes, you know, because some pretty intense memories, because that's really been a lot of our sort of group memory that we've had. You know, when we've tried before to bring in consciousness and to be really open and bring it in to the light. So it's exciting to think about doing it over time, step by step. That's the pattern here. Step by step is how we take a journey here. It's how we learn things. We practice doing the same thing over and over. That's how we learn our multiplication tables, and it's how we learn our lessons. And so Metatron's idea was to just use the energy that's already here and use that to bring the consciousness in. So it's not so scary. So it's exciting and beautiful and fun and energetic, you know? You can demonstrate your joy on the dance floor, or you can lead meditation. You know, it doesn't have to be one certain set way. So,
well, you know, that's what I think is attractive in this, is that there's not a set way. It's not you have to breathe this way, you have to eat this way, you have to think this way. It's a matter of using your heart and intent and following what's important for you.
That's right. Because that's actually the point, is to be able to practice with the help of the other dimensional energies, actually, to practice feeling what it is that, you know, I don't know, have you ever felt like, oh, half your life you were just looking for, you know, what's my truth? What's my real purpose? What am I doing here? What does all this mean?
Well, I could say that I'm saying that right now.
Right. I know, and you know what's so funny? I was asking Metatron if he would, you know, talk a little bit about your personal destiny designation.
Yes.
And I thought this was interesting. He did this with a few people. A couple of people he actually, like, sang songs to and wrote little poems for them. And so some people he gives them more than one name. So just like mine is Sacred Voice for the Light, and when you read my book, you'll see I've been called lots of other names.
Right.
Reva Liliana was my soul name, all sorts of stuff. So it's interesting whenever he brings in more than one piece of information for you. And so the first thing that he brought in was to remind you that you actually are a cosmic wizard. And so throughout time and space, that's how you've actually been known, as a cosmic wizard. And part of what that means is that you have an understanding of how magic and miracles and true pure love actually works, because the magnetic energy on the planet stems from love. Like attracts like, and so that the love vibration is extraordinarily magnetic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so when we sit around and beg, or we get in, you know, desperation, that's not actually a very magnetic energy to bring in our true vision.
Right.
So the key, the whole key to being a cosmic wizard is to have an understanding of what it takes to stand in the center of pure love and to manifest from that space. And so he said, you know, we don't want to get hung up on, did you live in the time frame when Merlin was around? Have you misused magic? Do you do magic now? That's not what he means when he calls you a cosmic wizard. He's really, it's a term of endearment, almost like a nickname from, you know, thousands of years as a spirit, as a soul, that you've been able to assist with so many magical things throughout history, and you tend to be able to do it really quickly. You know, a lot of your lifetimes were, you know, where you didn't live to be 102. You left at 50 or 60 because you came in, got what you came to do done, and left.
You come here, pick butt, and leave.
Isn't that? Yeah, it's like, do your thing and get out of here.
I'm sorry, but that's very truly how I feel about doing things, really.
in these days, too, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't
that
funny? So he started with that, cosmic wizard, and then I said, well, yeah, but what about in this current time or the next 25 years? And he said, he called you, you know, we already know what it means to be a sacred world teacher and all that stuff, because people literally come in on a vibration of being a world teacher, and it just literally means everything you go through and everything you do, as other people observe how you do it, then you teach them. It doesn't necessarily mean that you teach classes, but you can, of course. But he said that it, currently you're considered, your next 25 years is considered sacred fragrance of love. And so, as usual, you know, I mean, we think we know what that means, that the fragrance of your energy, or the way your energy would attune with the world is through the love vibration.
Right.
And that's probably pretty close. He talks about what someone's fragrance is actually, it means that whatever you brought to the planet, whatever you're going to be doing, is actually at the level of the breath and the level of smell. You know, smell is one of the fastest ways for us to be able to...
Brain.
What's that?
It's one of the fastest ways to the brain, the memory.
Right, and the fast, to the higher self, to get into a higher state. It's through fragrance, isn't it? So that tells you a little bit about that your attunement's probably more, you know, you may be talking to somebody about the football game or something with your mouth, but your third eye is going to be sending downloads and messages and information or fragrance.
See,
someone's higher self. The love vibration is like the love that would come out on your breath, through your voice, through your smile, through when you look somebody in the eyes, through your accent, through what you, how you say the words, what you give emphasis to, and stuff like that, is actually what they would consider your fragrance. So the fragrance, you know, it's just letting you know that rather than quote unquote talking about love all the time, you would literally be more than likely breathing love into everything that you do.
Actually, I do that.
I can feel that. So it's so great that. See, here's a big powerful thing to me is for you to be able to stand in the center of your being and just say that and to know it about yourself. And to feel it deeply, truly, you know, without regret of any sort. That's your authentic self talking there, isn't it, sweetie?
So I breathe love into everything? Yeah.
You know, because that's not a competitive thing. That's not an ego thing. It's just your truth, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, it is.
All right. So, you know, Metatron's pretty wonderful to talk about your destiny designation. Now, not everybody's going to put their destiny designation on their, you know, business cards or anything.
Right.
But it's more about you having an understanding that as your, quote-unquote, lotus grid unfolds, as you commit to yourself, you know, to the unfoldment of your authentic true self, then whatever your designation is likely to, you know, just feel like your truth. It's as if you begin to embody what you know and who you are to an even more powerful degree. No?
Okay. In this port, are there some things that are supposed to be occurring, according to Metron, soon to assist me in this, to enlighten me?
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer that question right this second, but I'll tell you what I hear anyway.
Okay.
I don't usually tend to do things like that sort of
that's
out in the public.
that's all right.
You know,
I put it out there so people can listen and come in.
That's right. Even though this, I will say it out loud, this is really between you and your soul and a lot of things that are coming. One of the things we're trying to really bring forward is how to literally live inside your life in each current moment.
Right.
And so many, many things. I don't do a whole lot of predicting in
right.
Methodist Metatron, but that's because the unfoldment of one thing stems mm-hmm. from the unfoldment of what happened just before, and it
right.
comes from your response.
Right.
So when you hear something like, you know, the more that you choose, when you make a choice
right.
to be receptive, to mm-hmm. make a plan, set up a time every mm-hmm. single day and make it your priority, 15 minutes a day, to just be with yourself,
right.
love yourself, and receive information,
mm-hmm.
energy, blessings,
mm-hmm.
healing, light, information, then part of what you know is that this is truly yours. It's not coming from something outside of you. It's coming
right.
organically up through your beingness.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I'm just hearing him say that one of the most important things for you to develop as a human being
right.
is actions that demonstrate how much you respect your own wisdom and your own knowing and your own self.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people have ever heard about this. We all know about the third eye.
Oh, yes.
And in the front of the head where we receive intuitive information generally for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few years ago, the fourth eye opened. The fourth eye is in the back of the head, directly opposite the third eye. Now, when the fourth eye opened, what this is about is actually the intuitive receiving, actually straight from the eighth dimension, above your crown chakra, any information, intuitive energy having to do with you personally and your
mm-hmm.
transformational process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually, you know, information that's usually going to go out to other people. It's literally for you, coming into your body
mm-hmm.
to help you move on with what belongs to you.
Right.
And it needs to get processed and integrated into yourself before it goes out to someone else. One of the things that I find that the beings talk to me about a lot for, you know, as we all increase our consciousness,
mm-hmm.
it's so exciting and so fun, you know, and it's just so glorious sometimes. We just immediately want to rush right out and tell everybody.
Exactly.
And I can understand that as long as you have allowed yourself to receive the information fully for you.
Right.
And truly invited, you know, the path for the sharing to come forward. We need to always put in, you know, some little stopgap energy that says, okay, great, I've received this fully. What does it mean for me? And then now, how will I use it as I give it to other people, or how will I share it with the world?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure out.
A lot of people get really out of balance when they share what they have to offer or what they've heard before they've integrated it fully. And
yeah.
if they're not grounded in it, you know, then there's repercussions or whatever other people say really
mm-hmm.
bothers you, blah, blah, blah. And that's not actually what this is about. What we're, you know, if we're going to be talking about what's coming up for your future,
mm-hmm.
The most important thing is remembering how to go to the center of your being where there's no judgment, only divine justice,
mm-hmm.
and remembering how to stay in the center of the being and ask for information and receive information while you're in the center of your being.
Mm-hmm.
Because making choices while you're outside of the center of your being, you know, the possibility that you would get swayed by somebody needs you to do this or somebody thinks you ought to do that or whatever the shoulds are that are in your life or wherever other people's energies have interpenetrated your aura
mm-hmm.
and it hadn't been cleared out. How many of us actually clean our aura every single day?
I've talked to Raymond Grace, and he said to do that using dowsing methods to clear out the aura and any negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And the key to it is, I mean, truly, you can use, you know, there's lots of different ways to do it. And each person literally has to find what works for them. This is, again, not a should, see?
Yeah.
If you want to, do you know you can clear the aura? Here are some of the ways the beings taught me. You can make an agreement ahead of time with your plants or your animals that when you touch them or when you put your fingers down in dirt, it will clear your aura.
Uh-huh.
You can take a shower and watch the stuff go down the tubes.
Uh-huh.
You can smudge if you're not allergic to that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can you take a crystal wand and just go all around your body.
Uh-huh.
You can use words and thanks. You can vacuum the house and invite the vacuuming of your rug to be
mm-hmm.
equal to the vacuuming of your aura.
Mm-hmm.
So that runs a pretty...
And that's wide gamut.
Yeah, that's very wide gamut of energy work, doesn't it? Yeah, and there's probably, 10,000 more, I don't know, but all I'm saying is I think that when we first started getting conscious, mm-hmm. we still held...
Uh-huh.
the old wineskin. You know what I'm saying? New wine, old wineskin.
Right.
And so a lot of our beliefs have still been about all the shoulds. You must do it this way. You must
uh-huh.
do that. You must meditate 2 hours a day or you're not holy or sacred
uh-huh.
or something. And see, that's just not actually, from what I can tell anyway, in the
uh-huh.
other dimensions, that's just not actually totally accurate.
Uh-huh.
There's so much choice. If we knew how much choice we had and how much power is actually in each choice that we make, it might scare us and wake some things up even more. So I'm sure that's part of what's going on, to remember how much you're a choice. But going back to what we were talking about, everybody wants to know, the brain always wants to know, what am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And what's starting to happen at the spiritual level is remembering to ask or to go to your feelings, to see how you feel, be in touch, go to the center of your being and get in touch with that feeling of high joy, of belonging with the source, of exquisite creativity. Get in touch with what it would feel like for everybody to be standing there waiting to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that feeling, it's so much more easy and smooth for you mm-hmm. to receive information and energy and blessings and light and creative ideas and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Because built into that is your knowing that it, number one, belongs to you, and number two, is needed and wanted in the world. It has a place. Then that just automatically, that some part of you goes, well, let's try this then. Let's go there. I guess what I think they're trying to say is so many things that come from our true, authentic self
mm-hmm.
are actually so organic. They're not outside of us. And our darling mental bodies still so often think, what should I do, see?
Mm-hmm.
And doing is outside of the self. It's in that third dimensional realm. And at some point, of course, you'll do whatever, you'll fill your knowing with an action. Because that's just what we do here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I can guarantee you that there are actions you'll take. But you'll have a lot easier time understanding and feeling what those actions are
mm-hmm.
if you go to your feeling body first.
Right.
And feel the things that are real. You are a soul. You are the light. You are a piece of God. You have this gigantic purpose. And it belongs to you to move forward in joy.
Mm-hmm.
In excitement, in passion. And of course we'll be afraid. Of course we won't know what to do. Of course we'll have to trust. We came here to learn and grow, for heaven's sake. So that's what we're always going to be doing, though,
Right, right.
That's just what we'll always be doing, no matter what we're doing. So. I realize a lot of that information sounds kind of generic. They go, oh, please, why don't you just... But I notice the beings don't do a lot of, go to the corner of Francisco Street at 3 o'clock next Thursday and meet whoever. Because the universe is so much free will.
Yes.
The universe
true.
Is actually not that quite tightly round.
Exactly.
It's it is often not that exact. And what the universe knows that we forget sometimes is that the breath is the actual perfected pattern, and the breath goes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It has both actions. And so giving and receiving and flowing, going with the flow and relaxing and letting things happen and then responding and then taking an action and then responding, that's the perfected pattern, most likely,
mm-hmm.
that we're given by the universe right there on our own breath.
Okay.
You know, it's like it gives us an idea of how to handle situations, what pattern to use to respond to life. And even coming back to the Lotus Grid, as you read some of the material about it, Metatron talks about that quite a lot, that the reason there's not some specific time or specific thing you have to do
mm-hmm.
is because as our true self unfolds, what we are coming in touch with is a new way of responding to life that we've never had before on this planet. You know, we have been learning and growing through concepts, our concept of light or our concept of God, our concept of evolution. And what's starting to happen now, it's actually safe for the spirit, the soul, you know, to actually like be here mm-hmm. in the third dimension, because we're operating more at a fifth dimensional freedom level now than ever before in the history of the planet. And so there's been a choice made for this planet not to be destroyed.
Right.
And because of that, then the vibrational patterns, just little by little, they shift and change. If we all actually even had one day, maybe even one moment, when we begin from the knowing that we're a piece of God, and really know that in our experiential bodies,
mm-hmm.
that we have the experience of that, not just the concept, but we move the, you know, 12th-dimensional energy, spiritual energy, all the way down into the third dimension, do you see? Then it changes not just the actions we take, but how we take them.
Mm-hmm.
The way we respond, to get more relaxed, to go, well, I'm here and even my breath matters, so let me get over being stressed about this. Let me let that go. Let me just come forward, notice that I'm here with a purpose. I know it's going to unfold. And since that's the truth, what if I just relax?
Mm-hmm.
What if I just breathe in that beautiful fragrance that I am? What if I just love myself so much that my divine essence starts to spill out all over people, all around me, or into a project?
That's beautiful. I want to take the time. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to take the time to let people know they can call in and ask questions into BBS Radio and talk more about this. And if there's anyone out there who is interested, please feel free. I know sometimes I get messages later on that say, well, I didn't call because I was so interested in hearing what you said. I didn't want to interrupt.
Right. I know. And see, I'll just keep talking until somebody interrupts me. So I'm happy for the questions. That's always wonderful. So
I just wanted to know if there is any other further information that I should accept now from this, because I certainly will remember the Lotus Grid, and I hope that you and I will be in touch.
Absolutely.
I have a feeling we will. I feel there's an unusual connection there, but I'm not sure how it's going to grow.
Well, and you know, I keep discovering how we're all connected.
Oh, yes.
You know, as it's so exciting to me to meet and know my spirit family. You know, we're
mm-hmm.
the family of humans, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We are family, that's for sure. To know that we're in it together, it just feels really delicious to me now. And it used to feel kind of lonely because it felt like a few of us against the world, you know.
Oh, yes.
And now we are the world.
Believe me.
Yeah. So, okay, any questions? They're flashing in there?
No flashings at the moment. We'd be interrupted with a beep.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, because they would call in. So apparently not at the moment. I guess they're all listening and finding this fascinating.
Oh, there is a beep.
Welcome to the show, The Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Michael. I'm actually in Florida, close to Miss May, I think. I'm in
okay.
St. Augustine.
Hey, is this Michael Wick?
It certainly is.
Hey, I'm so glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Quick question. I know you're running out of time. Really enjoyed the show.
Great.
And what is going to happen on 11-11-11? If I go to the Lotus Grid celebration on 11-11-11, what is going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm. You know, to give a definitive answer, I wouldn't even begin to try that. But what is predicted, what is desired, what the beings are hoping for, let's say. In terms of the Lotus Grid, what we're hoping for is that the true dynamic energetic, the essential energy of pure love would be anchored into the consciousness of all beings on the planet at least 51%. Now, since with last year's Lotus Grid and all the work and all the consciousness of the people, we went from 10% that was already present up to 30%. I am sure we're going to go way beyond 51%, maybe even, you know, 60, 80, something, I don't know. And then what would come out of that is literally, you know, people talk about the world as we know it disappearing by 12-12. And it's as if, just imagine, take a look at how much things have changed in the last 10 years, how much more consciousness there is about how people treat one another. And now here we have this big concert coming up on 7-7, all about loving the earth and taking good care of our earth. So I don't even, it's hoped, see, that the response to life will be changed so much that we will have created a life worth living on this planet. You know, whether that means saving the resources or all jumping into our light body and living in our light body only and not being in the true physical anymore. You know, I admit, I don't even know. Even if the beings tried to tell me what was going to happen, I don't know that I would listen to it because I can't wait to find out.
Okay, well, I'm sure you have other calls. I have a lot of questions, but I guess I'll get you another time. But thank you so much.
I'll see you Saturday. We'll answer them then.
Yeah, well, thank you.
At our Lotus Grid.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, again, this is Phyllis Pricer with BBS Radio, your hostess for the Higher Dimension. You could reach me at my email at psychicworlds4@AOL.com or through BBS Radio. If you like, you can certainly send in an email and let us know how you enjoyed the show. We would love to hear that. Compliments are always welcome.
That's right. And that's really the new vibrational pattern, isn't it? To live from ecstasy and to give that gratitude all the time. I just wanted to, a little second, to
give my gratitude.
I'm giving
you an opportunity also now to please repeat your information where they can contact you and... then we'll just finish out the show, and they'll give us a beep when we're done. And
all right, great.
We'll exit gracefully stage left.
Absolutely, yeah. I want to remind everybody, this is so exciting to me. My first book, one of many, 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 will be out within a couple weeks and available through the bookstores and online. And it's called Working with Angels in Everyday Life and was very inspired by Metatron and all the beings that I've worked with this lifetime. And my website is www.lotusgrid.com, and there are contact numbers on that website. There's so much information, ways that you can order other CDs that I've done, the self-esteem and body health, the guided imagery with the angels, with the dolphins, all sorts of really incredible stuff, including last year's CD from Metatron, where various energies were infused into our bodies during the meditation. This year, he's infusing discernment to assist us in learning about, or even more, about expanding our choices on how we respond to various situations, and especially situations where there is, negative energy and stuff like that. So really working at a very grounded level to help us experience just more happiness in how we respond to life, because that's so much of what the Lotus Grid's about.
Beautiful.
And my phone number, email, all of that is on that website, lotusgrid.com.
That's fabulous.
But I have to say how extraordinary it is, your voice, your sharing, your idea, your dream and vision, the way that you receive and share is so powerful, Phyllis. It is just fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, thank
blessings
you.
To everyone who hears this now or ever. And thanks to everyone for just being present and being alive.
Well, thank you. I'd like you to pass along to Metatron my thanks for being called a cosmic wizard.
I thought that was so cute.
Oh, it is cute. My mother used to tell me when I was young, well, before she left this planet, she used to say, Phyllis, you're the only person I know who can fall down an outhouse rose and come up outhouse hole and come up smelling like a rose.
See, there you go. And here's Metatron even saying now, currently, next 25 years, sacred fragrance of love, sweetie. So that is really powerful, isn't it?
Sacred fragrance of love. That should be my meditation, huh?
I would meditate on that. It took me about 3 weeks to really have any comprehension of what Metatron was talking to me about when he said sacred voice for the light. And see, that sounds kind of normal, you know, like, okay, use your voice, girl, you know.
Yeah.
But it ended up having so much more meaning to me personally than I could ever even actually express.
Well, sound is vibration, and love is vibration. And vibration causes certain music. They call it the music of the spheres.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a very, very important... That's a very, very important part, and I don't know how to explain it any other way, but a voice can be used to tame anger. You know that. Just the sound of a voice can tame anger or bring forth love or what have you.
Yeah.
So my feeling is that's part of it, too, is the use of the voice. I wanted to bring up something really cute. When you said you are opening at a fourth eye at the back of the head, That brings me to this, that I used to tell my kids I had eyes in the back of my head. They just absolutely got freaked out by that, because if they did something wrong, and I'd come in and they'd try and check the back of my head to see if they could find the eyes.
Right. You didn't realize how true you were being, did you?
Yeah, right.
That was pretty funny.
To hear that years later, but to say you have mothers have eyes in the back of their heads. That's pretty standard equipment for moms, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the truth. They wouldn't be able to, do what they do without it, would they?
Oh, yes. Well, at any rate, I hope you'll come back again and be a guest. We'd love
Anytime.
To have you.
Anytime.
And I'm looking forward to keeping in mind this meditation for this coming weekend. And I wish my niece, who is getting married... She's a very sweet little gal down Mobile, Alabama, and her name is Lindsay Criscione, and she's getting married on 777-7.